Welcome back to Buffy's Flavorful Journey podcast. I'm going to start a new series. This is season two of the podcast. I saw something on TikTok that troubled me a little bit, but it also got me to thinking. It was a lot of young people in their 20s and 30s. They posted that they were struggling. They were either homeless, living at home, no job. They had kids, single parents. Didn't know where their next meal was coming, where their next paycheck was coming. And they were depressed. Some of them even talked about suicide. And I thought, wow, our youngsters are seriously struggling to the point that they're thinking of killing themselves. Now, I struggled in my 20s and 30s. Hell, I'm still struggling and I'm 54. Never thought seriously about killing myself. But it just surprises me that our youngsters are at that point, and they're only in their 20s and 30s. So I decided to start writing letters to my younger self. If only I could really go back and tell myself the things that I'm going to be writing in these letters. Man, oh man of Chevy's, as the phrase goes. This first letter is going to be like a summary of some major events, some minor events in my life. And it's going to play on my prior podcast in season one when I did the podcast on self-reflections. So anyway, let me go ahead and get started. Dear Buffy, it's 1992. You're 22 years old. You just graduated from undergrad and you have no idea what to do. Do you go to medical school? Do you go to law school? That's what your aunt is pushing you into going to do. Do you find a job? Just what the hell are you gonna do? Well, I am you. 32 years later. Yeah. We made it to and past the age of 50. Crazy, isn't it? You always thought you weren't gonna see 50 because you were doing some stupid shit. The year we turned 50 was in 2019. It was our year. And thus far, it was the best year ever. I'll write another letter to you on that topic later on. But today, I just wanted to tell you a few things. One, you are beautiful, inside and out. I know in high school you thought you were just one big lump, a can of dog food, no shape to you, fat, ugly. No. You are beautiful, physically and again on the inside. Two, you are intelligent. Three, your self-confidence will come. Four, your belief in yourself will come. Five, your pride in being a strong African-American woman will come and it will shine. But most importantly, you will learn to love yourself. Yeah, I know. You don't believe that one at all, do you? You might believe the others, but that one you don't believe. Well, I'm here to tell you, it happened and it was amazing. And not only that, I still love me, us, you, whatever. You know what I mean. You get the point. Now, let me keep going. You never married. You never had kids. Why, you ask? Well, you realized that you were awful in relationships and you decided not to try anymore because either you or him or both of you ended up getting hurt. So why go through that again? Why hurt somebody else again? You were cheated on by at least two, maybe three of your boyfriends. And you skank, you cheated on one of your boyfriends yourself. So you've seen that on both sides. So all of that added up to you just taking time to reflect on yourself. And you came to a scary realization that you never really loved any of your boyfriends in the past. I mean, how the hell could you? You didn't love yourself. You also realize you're not even sure that you can love a man. So why even bother, eh? No, You don't regret never marrying, and you don't regret never having kids. You moved around a lot in the southern states. First, South Carolina, and you actually lived about 90 minutes from where your father grew up. You then moved to Tennessee. Next, Georgia. Then back to Tennessee. And you know what else? After that, you're not going to believe this one, but you moved back home. Say what? I know. You're always telling yourself that if you ever moved away, you'll never come back. But you did. For family. He needed you. I'll just leave it at that for now. You're smart, and you will know who I'm talking about. Besides, all of that moving around would not have been good for kids, and you didn't have your support system. When you had to work or the kids were sick, who was going to watch them? Who could help you? You didn't want to be a single parent. Now, even though you never had any two-legged kids, baby, you had gobs of four-legged ones, cats and dogs. And even more surprising, you went from being a cat lover to a converted dog lover. So you were a mother, just to fur babies. You do have regrets, though. But doesn't everyone? Everything you go through, the loneliness, the fears, the uncertainty, the wondering whys, the victories, the losses, the embarrassments, the misjudgments, the errors, and on and on and on. Basically, baby, you are going to live life. But you didn't live it to the fullest. You kept holding yourself back because of what you thought people thought of you. If I could go back and tell you one thing, if I could really do that, I would tell you, no one gives a crap. No one's thinking about you. So do you, Buffy. Do you. Take chances. Try new things. Yeah, you're going to fail sometimes, but you'll learn from them. And you know what? You'll win so many more times, but you gotta try. Something else I'd tell you. Pay more attention to your mother. Pops is already in heaven by now. He died before you even went to college. Well, he died in our freshman year. I forgot. How could I forget that? My goodness. And as time goes on, you will miss him more and more. The sadness of the loss gets better. But the missing your father, that never goes away. Never goes away. Pay more attention to your sister and your aunt. Your mother, sister, and aunt are the three strongest women you know. And they will help mold you into the strong woman that you become. It's okay to be scared. Hell, life is scary. But it's also so exhilarating. I just wish you had sought out and found the joy more often. But don't worry. You start doing that in your 50s. So better late than never, right? Your shyness holds you back so much. You're an introvert. Always have been, probably always will be. But you know what? You actually start making videos and podcasts and posting them online. Yes, you. Miss Introverted Buffy. You. Just like everyone else. Are a work in progress. You know what else we come to realize, or you come to realize? You're not a people person, but people are drawn to you. People meet you and they tell you their life story. Why? Hell, I still don't know why. But you never tell others the secrets that were told to you. You don't want that done to you, so why do that to someone else? I love that quality about us. You never really find someone to confide in, though. So you just continue to hold a lot inside and deal with it. even now in your 50s. To quote 45, it is what it is. I so wish I could hug you, cry with you, make you believe that things are going to work out for you. And in fact, they'll work out so much better than you can even imagine right now. Right now, you're sending out resumes, trying to find a job with your fresh bachelor's degree. You actually will get an interview for a job in Milwaukee, but you don't get called back. It's okay. You didn't want to move there anyway. Too much damn snow. You will find a job, though. The irony of it is that you'll make less money than your tuition cost when you were in college. But you were able to graduate with no student loans to repay, thanks to your mother and sister. I bow down to them women, I bow down. In the workplace, you will find that people will use you, throw you under the bus, take credit for your work, whatever you want to call it, just so they can advance their careers at your expense. But I am proud to say that you never do that to anyone else because you remember how it felt when it was done to you. Your coworkers and others around you will mistake your quietness in meetings for a weakness, as if you're someone they can run all over or do whatever they want to and not have you fight back. Pity. Pity that they never learned it's always the quiet ones they need to look out for, because you're a fighter and you will fight back. You do fight back. I love that about you too. Basically, Buffy, I am so proud of the woman you have become. The person you became, I'm proud of you. I know you don't feel that way now at age 22, but just keep the faith. Keep pushing forward. You are going to come into your own. Maybe a bit later than some, or maybe sooner than others. Either way, you are going to make it. Hell, you don't have any other choice but to do so as an African-American woman. I'm going to end it there. Next week, I'll do another letter, and I'm going to keep going. That's going to be the focus of season 2 of the podcast. I hope you stick with us. I hope you tune in every week. Let me know your thoughts on the podcast. I look forward to hearing your comments. I really appreciate all of you. There's about 8 to 10 of you that tune in every week. Some may say that's a small number, it's not worth continuing the podcast. I totally disagree. For whatever reason, you 8 to 10 people, you're going through this journey with me. And life is a journey. And I thank you. I welcome you to continue on with this journey. Until the next podcast episode, hang in there, family. And all the best to you and yours. Bye for now.